7.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. You're broadcasting live from Studio A. It's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com, USAprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and you are participating in the largest preparedness classroom in the United States of America. Dave's producing the broadcast at Genesis in Minnesota. This is a worldwide broadcast. Today our class is focused on survival and finding your perfect survival retreat. Marjorie Wildcraft is with us. She's a USAprepares.com senior instructor. She's been to the Get Prepared Expo. She's taught at the Get Prepared Expo right here in Missouri. She's been on National Geographic's Doomsday Preppers as an expert. She's been on the radio, and she's presenting seminars at the April 6th and 7th Get Prepared Expo right here in Lebanon, Missouri. Today's class is designed for those of you who are preparing for a major long-term disaster. It could be an economic collapse, a pandemic, grid down. And for those of you looking to relocate your family, I read Marjorie's ebook last night. It's titled 7 Shortcuts to Finding the Perfect Survival Retreat. And I agree with her. And I've used all of the tips that she has in her book when our family selected our farm in the Missouri Ozark Mountains over 7 years ago. Marjorie Wildcraft and I independently came up with the same set of criteria and logic in our strategic relocation. Welcome, Marjorie Wildcraft.
Hey, Vince. Thanks for having me back on the show.
Oh, it's always... It's always great having you in the broadcast classroom. You know, I have such a good time with you, and also at the Get Prepared Expo. You're a lot of fun. We're not going to talk about eating bugs today, are we?
No. We're we're going to talk about the end of the world as we know it.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, let's talk. Here's some things that I have on my list that I'd like to cover with you. One is, and let me just go down the list and as a preview. How bad is it likely to get, and what should we prepare for? The 3 biggest threats that we'll face. Climate, we'll talk about. What about the biggest mistake that a prepper may make? And let's talk about the fastest way to find a community that resonates with you. And let's talk about regions that are known for preppers and survivalists. And I'd like to tell you, Marjorie, I'm finding people are calling me up after the broadcasts on the weekends, and they want to have meetups in their towns. So they're calling me saying, hey, can you come to our town and let's have a meetup because we hear what you're doing in Springfield, and we want to do it in our town too. So those are some of the things that I'd like to talk about with you, Marjorie. So let's start with how bad is it likely to get and what should we prepare for?
Well, I believe that we should prepare for massive, massive, massive changes. Economic collapse, from my informal survey, seems to be the number one thing. Most people in 2008 began to get a wake-up call about the vulnerabilities of our financial system. But let's face it, the United States is bankrupt. The government's bankrupt at the federal level. A lot of our states are bankrupt. A lot of our cities, our municipalities, and God knows most of us individuals, with some exceptions, are bankrupt. And believe it's Will Rogers who said, you go broke slowly until it happens all at once. And,
yeah.
When the U.S. dollar collapses, the main thing that is going to mean is we're not going to be able to import any more oil. Without any oil, the cars, the buses, the tractors, the combines aren't going to be able to go. We're not going to be able to provide food to the cities and towns. It's going to be chaos. Pandemic? Let's face it. I'm watching the documentary with Michael Moore right now. America is sick. I mean, we've got people. We have way overused antibiotics. The Americans' immune systems are so weak and compromised. America's, it's no secret. We're not just fat. We're obese. And we're ripe. We're ripe for a pandemic or an epidemic. I mean, I completely applaud whatever the CDC is doing to try and prevent that, because it really is a threat. And, that has happened historically many times.
It has. Flu is rampant in the United States right now. And I know so many people who are coughing and hacking, and they're trying antibiotics, and they're trying to endure it. And it's been going on for over a month for a lot of people. And it's really serious, and people have died.
So those are the two biggies. But in either one of those, our systems, we're incredibly robust, but it's also incredibly fragile. We have a just-in-time trucking system. We have there's really not any reserves or stores. Goodness knows, our government, I don't think people really have the sense that our government is for us anymore. If trouble really comes, we've had a lot of localized trouble, and it's been, Katrina or Sandy, different places, and it's pretty bad. The rest of the country can pull in and help, and there's the resources to make that happen for the most part. But EMP threat is another one. That's an electromagnetic pulse, for people who aren't aware of that. And this could either be natural, from right now we're in a sunspot cycle where the sun is spewing out all this electromagnetic radiation. And if one of those pulses happens to get directed at Earth at the right time, which I don't know what the probabilities of that are, but it's pretty, it's small, but it's to be concerned about, because basically it would wipe out the entire U.S. electrical grid and most of your electronics.
Marjorie, let me just add in, you're absolutely right. And on a very, 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 very small scale, we had an incident about a week ago here in Springfield, Missouri. Cars would pull into a parking lot at a mall, and the drivers would go back to the car after shopping, and they'd hit their keyless remote, and the car door wouldn't open. And so they'd use a regular key to open the car door, and then the push button start wouldn't start the car. And so that's electromagnetic radiation that came from most likely an antenna that was the third harmonic on FM radio, the third harmonic away from the keyless remote. And so here we have a weak keyless remote to start and access the cabin of your car being interfered with by another radio wave. So that's a small amount of radio electromagnetic radiation compared to an electromagnetic pulse from the sun. What I'm talking about is that's just a simple problem, and people think that we're nuts when we say these things. Well, it happened. Over 100 cars had to be towed away to an area that was distant from this antenna, and then they'd start right up and everything was fine. So you're absolutely correct. I'm agreeing with you.
Well, it's also not just the possibility that the sun would do it. Anybody in the world that has a nuclear weapon, if they wanted to, you can burst a nuclear weapon about 200 miles above the United States, and you really only need one. Two or three would do a fantastic job, and the nuclear weapon wouldn't necessarily destroy anything physically, but it spews off a whole bunch of that electromagnetic energy. So anybody who wanted to cripple the United States in just a matter of seconds, like there's a really good book called 1 Second After that just describes that kind of event and how things unfolded. In most of those scenarios, and that would be like a terrorist attack to the United States. In most of those scenarios with EMP, because of the infrastructure that we have, the just-in-time and the heavily dependence on imports for food from such long distances and medicines, 90% of the U.S. population would be dead in about 6 months is what most reports and studies. And believe me, this is very well studied by the military, because that's certainly a threat to the United States. So I would say, economic collapse, it's a mathematical certainty.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
It is. We know people who have...
There's definitely things to be prepared for.
We know people who have lost their cars, lost their houses, lost their jobs, have nowhere to turn. I mean, these aren't just statistics. These are people with faces and names who we actually know that this has happened to. And it's getting worse every day. It is not getting better.
No, and, you know, of course, the government, and they and you have to, you almost just say, well, thank God the media is trying to keep things, a good face on things, because we do need a good attitude. But really, things are much, much worse. You know, the unemployment, to say the unemployment rate is 7.8% is just a, is an utter joke.
Yes.
You know, to say things that are as good as they are, that's absolutely laughable.
Marjorie, do you remember, Marjorie, do you remember that during the expo, our last expo, November 3rd and 4th, that there was a man who collapsed by the water fountain? Were you aware of that?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, what happened was there was a man who came to the expo, and he collapsed, and we had Dr. Shane in, that was there, and Dr. Joel Wallach was there, and Dr. Norman Shealy and Dr. Pruitt was there, and you know, they attended to him, and after a while, you know, the ambulance came and all that, and he refused treatment. Do you know why? Because he was homeless. Homeless. And why was he at the Get Prepared Expo? He was he got a scholarship to come to the expo, and he was there to prepare, because even someone who was homeless and middle-aged knew how bad it is.
Yeah, it's a real thing. I feel that it's paramount to start, and it's prudent to start being prepared to do what you can to get together, to acknowledge the reality of it, not to go into fear and panic and comatosis, but to acknowledge what's really going on and what possibly could happen. And to start looking at that,
mm-hmm.
Some of the biggest, so let's say the unthinkable happens, and we do, we have, it doesn't matter what it is, economic collapse, pandemic, EMP, you know, we've got chaos going on, law and order is gone because basically it's overwhelmed by the people and the situation. At that point it's too late. You know, you're where you're at and you're going to deal with what you've got. And so if you're prudent and at this point in time you can maybe put yourself in a better situation, that's worth doing. And it doesn't take a huge amount of money. It doesn't, you know, people think, oh, well, I can't afford to go somewhere else or something like this. It's surprising. There's a lot of places that are surprisingly more affordable. But let's take a look at some of the biggest threats.
Marjorie Wildcraft's with us. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. Marjorie Wildcraft wrote a great ebook, 7 Shortcuts to Finding the Perfect Survival Retreat. We'll be back in just a minute.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Relocationshortcuts.com. Relocationshortcuts.com. That's Marjorie Wildcraft's website, relocationshortcuts.com. And you know Marjorie Wildcraft as growyourowngroceries.com. Growyourowngroceries.com. Class, page one, USAprepares.com. There's a post at the top of the page. Marjorie Wildcraft, families are now beginning to prepare for a major disaster by moving their families to a safe location. I believe that this was happening back in the 90s. And I became a farmer back in the 90s, actually 1989. I jumped off the corporate ladder because I saw this was coming. And I moved to Virginia, and ultimately I needed to be farther away from the district of criminals. And I moved to Missouri, and I searched all over the country. I searched on the internet. I searched maps. I looked at radiation. I looked at clean air, clean water, low taxes, freedom from electromagnetic radiation. And I looked for a great place to have a farm. And I selected the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And in Marjorie's ebook, which I read last night, 7 Shortcuts to Finding a Perfect Survival Retreat, Marjorie mentions, as one of the locations, the Missouri Ozark Mountains. It's great to have you on in the broadcast classroom with us, Marjorie. Let's talk about some other concerns that people have in and should have in selecting the perfect survival retreat. Now, this is not we're not talking about a camp out. We're talking about where you move and stay. Right, Marjorie?
We're talking about people who foresee a major, major collapse to where you're going to be needing to provide your own food. You're going to be needing to provide your own defense. You're going to need to be, you know, it's going to be you. There's not going to be a U.S. government anymore. There's not going to be grocery stores and those kind of things. Mm-hmm. You know, I was just talking to a producer in New York City the other day, and I do a lot of television, and she was going, do you think I'm in a bad place? Is there something I can do? And I said, well, it just depends on the scenario. I just had a hard time telling her, you know, yeah, you know, if this happens suddenly, you're really bad place. But
and Marjorie, are we talking about our friend Brooklyn?
No, this is another one. This is actually, she probably wouldn't want me to say on air, but okay. It's another large major television show. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was talking with one of the producers or the casting director for Doomsday Preppers, and I said, how much food do you have? And she's in New York City, and she said, about 3 days. And I said, well, okay, so you're average.
I know, it was telling, this is, her name is Stacy, and I said, you know, there's 6 million of y'all that are going to be going after those, you know, 300 squirrels in Central Park. They are fat squirrels, I got to say, but they're not going to hold anybody up.
Yep, you're right. So it's interesting how so many people who are in the preparedness broadcasting aisle of the world are not really prepared. And I find this more and more every day. So, yeah, I think, Klaus, I think you need to pay attention to who actually does this kind of stuff, who actually eats, sleeps, and drinks it. And Marjorie Wildcraft does. She really does. I'm not kidding. So, Marjorie, should we talk about, well, we know that there's EMP potential, economic collapse is a certainty, pandemic. I know so many people who live in cities and suburbs, and they're all sick. I mean, they're sick all the time. At least one member of the family is, like, always sick. And we are hardly ever sick here on the farm. And we're only 50 miles away from Springfield. Well, maybe 60, 70. But we don't get sick very often. And I think it's what you're talking about. A disease is everywhere. And I'm not overweight. I know you're not overweight. And I think it's a lifestyle.
It is. That's one of the wonderful things about it. I mean, I moved, like you had mentioned, you'd left the corporate thing in the 90s. I left in the early 2000s, and my health has improved vastly in the last 15 years, just from the exercise, eating nutritious food that I've grown myself, not eating the commercial food supply. It's been phenomenal. It's something to do, even if we weren't concerned about a big problem.
Marjorie, let's talk about the biggest mistake a prepper or survivalist can make when we come back on the other side of this announcement. We'll be right back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freeze-dryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's health care one American at a time.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Today,
God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, years ago, when I studied finance and economics at the university, one of the few things I remember was a term called mini-max regret. And that means you want to minimize your maximum regret. And that's a concept used in finance and economics. And so I've been allergic to making mistakes for most of my life. I've learned from them, and it's painful. And Marjorie Wildcraft is here, and we're going to share with you, she's going to share with you, the biggest mistake made by preppers. Marjorie, what is that mistake?
Well, let me give you a little tiny bit of background, Vince. First of all, the biggest threat you're going to face is human population. And that's because in any kind of collapse scenario, the two biggest things that kill a large percentage of human beings is famine and disease. Mm-hmm. We all think warfare and bullets and all that, and yes, that's going to be dangerous. There's going to be roving gangs and that kind of thing. But the two biggest killers historically have always been famine and disease. And famine and disease are exacerbated in areas with higher population density. And I think most people get that. You've got to get away from human beings if you want to be safe. Now, the biggest mistake that people make, and we made it the first time we moved, and I've seen it done over and over and over again by people who have moved out, is you get as far away from other people as possible. You're way out in the hinterland. You're all alone. You're completely surrounded by wilderness or whatever. And that actually is the biggest mistake. It's the complete other extreme. And it turns out from numerous interviews with people who have survived and lived through economic collapse or civil war or some of these more horrific things, or readings that I have done historically, say, for example, during the German Weimar Germany collapse or other scenarios of collapse, the Russian collapse, the best strategy for survival is to be near a small community. So we all think, we're going to get the way the heck out of here, and it turns out you're actually just about as vulnerable way out there alone as you would be as if you're in a deep urban center. So the biggest mistake is getting too far out and being alone. Really, you need to be near, and it just makes sense. I mean, when you think about it, there's no way you as an individual or as a family can have all the skills that you need and can have all the preps that you need. I mean, yeah, I got a basic idea of how to suture up a leg. You know, if anything else happens, I'm going to need help. Or, you know, maybe somebody has just gone crazy and stored up a whole room full of toilet paper, but I've got some extra wire. We're going to need to get together and trade sometime. You know, or coming together to worship, or give thanks to whatever form of deity that you're giving thanks for your life for, or to celebrate, you know, the birthdays and the holidays, even jokes. You know, how you're going to keep your spirit more music. We need other human beings, and who's going to know the plants, the medicine, when, you know, the antibiotics are going to expire? Who's going to know how to, you know, oh my gosh, you can use this herb and take this. Mm-hmm. You know, all these things, we historically, humans are, we're a tribal and a social culture, and we need it. So the biggest mistake is just getting way too far out there.
Marjorie, I couldn't agree more. Our farm is way out of town. We live on a dirt road, literally dirt. And if you saw Bonnie and Clyde, you know, the movie, you see the cars racing down the dirt roads and dust flying. Well, that's our road. And it really is. But along with that, we are building community, and we have been for the last 7 years. So when we need help, our neighbors come to our assistance immediately. They are willing to almost drop everything. And if it can wait, they don't. But seriously, our neighbors are available. We're available to help them. We do help each other. We don't have our hand out and say, you owe me for the last time or the time before that for what I did for you. It never even comes up. We do things that are nice for each other. And what's happening is people are emailing me, and they're saying, hey, I want to move to the Ozarks. Actually, I want to be your neighbor. And that's what's happening. So we are building a community of talented people who want to work together, have the same ideals, the same vision, the same concerns, and who are working hard. They're not consumers. There's no one in our area that's a consumer. We're all workers, and we all are striving to, you know, live as a community, independent, but as a community. And I think that's what you're saying, isn't it?
That's true. You know, our story was we moved way the heck out. We're 6 miles to the nearest little store. We're 25 miles to the nearest little town. And we just found we're too far out. And we're using up a huge amount of gas and time just going to get basic necessities, and, you know, just to have the kids connect with other kids. It's this massive, you know, how are you going to get them there thing. So, and you're absolutely right about community for growing food, and really growing food is what it's all going to be coming down to, is eating, seed saving. You know, a lot of plants just need to be separated by space. And it's so much easier if there's a dozen of you with a dozen different gardens and each one of you grows one variety of squash and everybody trades, because squash is one of those that needs to be separated pretty far. Or, you know, I'm into rabbits. I love rabbits. I know a lot about rabbits. I produce extra rabbits. And I trade my rabbit meat with my friend who has goats, and his wife makes goat milk. Just by having this one friend that I trade with, you know, both of us are enriched immensely. We got a whole new set of aspects to our diet that we didn't have before. And plus, there's more resiliency. If anything ever happens to my rabbits, I can probably count on him to help me out for a while until I get my bunnies going back again. Or if he has problems with his goats, he knows he can count on me to help him, you know, until he gets things going again. And there's always problems. So, yes, and having people around you that have skills and that are, we were also going to be talking about different regions that are known for preppers. And that's one reason to start looking for that, because you want to be surrounded by people that do have skills. And I do love the Ozarks, and a lot of people have shunned the Ozarks because, quite frankly, there's a lot of poverty. Mm-hmm. But in my mind, I'm saying, you know, these people are growing. Yeah, these people are growing food because they can't, you know, that's what you do to make, you know, you can't make a living here, so we just do it by growing and we're living off the land. I'm like, well, you guys have a Class A lifestyle, in my opinion.
Well, you're absolutely right. There is a lot of poverty here. And let me give you an example. Our farm is 241 acres, and the taxes on our farm, when we first bought it, the real estate taxes were $188 a year.
Oh my gosh!
So you can live here, and land. You can buy land probably for around $1,500 an acre, and there's a lot of freedom from government intervention. Now there's some government corruption here. There really is. So you know, don't expect that if you place a call, the police are going to come and help you in a minute. They might show up an hour and a half later, and that's been my experience. Now, I'm not beating up the sheriff. I'm not. But I am saying it did take an hour and a half for the deputy to arrive one day when I decided that, you know, I didn't want to go out to my barn because I thought a neighbor called me and said, hey, there's a pickup truck at night right outside your barn. It really looks suspicious. He's been there, you know, for a long time. You might want to do something. And I thought, I don't want to get involved in a gunfight tonight. So I called the sheriff. But, you know, that's the kind of thing that you have to realize. If you are removed from society somewhat, you're removed from society somewhat. And, you know, it's a double-edged sword. And that's something that I'm certainly willing to accept and did accept. So the Ozarks, is that one of your favorite, or is it down
that's
the list?
That's right. In the report, I've got nine of them regions. Another mm-hmm. one that is really well-known, and it's because of actually one of the other instructors at the expo is Jim Rawls, who does survival blog, and he's put a flag in the ground up in northern Idaho, and he said northern Idaho, you know, Montana, Wyoming, parts of eastern Washington and Oregon, that's what he's calling the American Redoubt, and he's put out a call for many years for survivalists to come there, and people have been, and, you know, that's a region that's known, very much known for a lot of preppers. Again, you got a low population density. You don't have nearly. You know, you're pretty far away from any type of nuclear exposure. Exposure or radiation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's got a lot of things going for it. For me, I'm a native of Florida. The thought of living in northern Idaho, like, oh my God, I just don't think that's going to work for me and my family. My husband has said you're out of your mind. You know, climate is really an issue. It's not. I'm not at all. I don't have any clue what to do. I went back before they had frost-free refrigerators. I used to know what snow looked like. Another area, surprisingly, is Maine.
Yeah.
And that's another one that I am not going to go to because it's too cold. Although people say that parts of it on the peninsula are actually fairly mild. An amazing amount of people already live off-grid. And one of the things that I also like about Maine is most of the towns and cities in Maine were developed before the automobile, so they're already set up to be pedestrian-friendly. which is a very important thing. So, you know, you're biking or getting around by, I guess if they do it by dog sled in the winter, I don't know. But there's a lot of people up in Maine and up in toward the southern Canada up there that they're living off-grid. They're growing all, they grow all their food that they can, as much as they can in the summertime, and they can it and live off of that in the winter. As surprising. Maine has the largest, most well-funded and organized Organic Farmers and Gardeners Association in the entire United States. It's probably one of the smallest states in the U.S., and they have the biggest thing. And that, you know, an organization like that doesn't exist without the input of the whole community. And there's a huge ground support for growing your own food and living off-grid and, you know, timber management and, you know, free-range grazing and all the aspects of living off-grid. So Maine is another spot. And again, my family, it's not going to work there. We're just not cold hardy souls. But it's got a lot going on for it.
Marjorie, in this part of the world, in the Missouri Ozark Mountains, we built our house. It took 18 months to get it under roof. It was quite an undertaking. And there were no inspections, no detections. And it was 18 months before the county showed up and they said, I didn't know there was a house back here. And so you might want to consider this, you know, when you select your strategic relocation property. Marjorie Wildcraft's with us, and we're going to talk about what to consider specifically when we come back on the other side of this break.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities. Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa. It's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
GrowYourOwnGroceries.com. GrowYourOwnGroceries.com. Over 250,000 copies are being used in over 30 countries. Marjorie Wildcraft's DVD set. GrowYourOwnGroceries.com. It's fabulous. I have it here in the studio. I've watched, I've shared it with lots of friends and family. As a matter of fact, when they see it at the farm, they go, "Oh, wow, can I borrow that?" And then I have to call and get it back. I'm not kidding. I am not kidding. Marjorie Wildcraft, can you tell us a little bit about your latest website, relocationshortcuts.com?
Sure. It's just a really simple website selling the ebook, and it's only $7, and it's 7 shortcuts to finding the perfect survival retreat. And I've been out there for years looking and searching. My background, of course, is in growing food and living off the land, and each area has different distinctions. So what area is going to really support you, and what are some of the biggest mistakes that people make? How can you quickly and easily find a community that's going to really be something that's in resonance with what you like? How are you going to quickly and easily find land that's actually really going to be able to support you? Believe me, there's a lot of acreage out there that you aren't going to be able to make it on. And what are some of the biggest threats and fears, and what are the areas that people are already flocking to where it's going to be a lot easier because there's other people who are preparing? So it's a short little ebook. Mostly just wanted to get the information out there. I've also, like you, been getting hit up with all kinds of people asking me, and is doing all these consultations and helping them find, helping them relocate and helping them find property. And I finally said, I'm going to have to get this information out there in a different format. So this is my way of getting it out.
Marjorie, I can tell you that Mrs. Finelli and I got in a car many years ago, and we did about 20,000 miles of travel across the country to find, after looking at the maps and figuring out, zeroing in on about where we wanted to be, it was another 20,000 miles in the car to find the ideal location for us. And your ebook really highlights what you need to do. And I'm not kidding. It really does. So we wanted to be free from radiation, and we wanted to have clean water, and we wanted to have plenty of water. We wanted to be high up in the hills so that if there were a flood, it would be way below us, and it wouldn't affect us directly. Indirectly, I'm sure it would, but directly it wouldn't. We wanted to be in a location where people were friendly and not trying to kill each other. And so a lot of those kinds of decisions went into exactly where we are, and your ebook is great. And class, page one, usapreparis.com, has a description of Marjorie Wildcraft's ebook and how to get to it. And there's always a link to Marjorie Wildcraft on page one anyway in the instructors section of the website. And Marjorie, you're going to be at the Get Prepared Expo.
I'm looking forward to it, yes.
And you're going to come back from Cuba, right?
I am. I'm going. Cuba is the classic case of survivalism. They were completely cut off by the international community.
Mm-hmm.
And they lost oil imports. The buses stopped running. The lights went out. But the average Cuban lost 20 pounds. And they were so heavily involved in the Green Revolution. And when there were no more tractor parks and no more fuel, they suddenly started digging up lots in Havana and the different places. And now, 20 years later, they have the lowest infant mortality rate in the Western Hemisphere. They have the finest healthcare system. Their healthcare system far exceeds the United States. 80% of all their food is locally grown. It's organic, and they don't use any fossil fuels. It's grown right there. They are the undisputed world leader in sustainable urban agriculture. They've managed to figure out how to feed 11 million people without a tractor.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to be teaching us about that at the Get Prepared Expo. We have a 700-seat theater for you. We're going to be running many seminars simultaneously, but Marjorie Wildcraft will be at the head of a 700-seat theater at the Get Prepared Expo, April 6th and 7th, Lebanon, Missouri. Marjorie, thank you so much for being with us. Class, this is USAPreparedness.com. And above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches. All in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.